Henry Kissinger, a prominent diplomat and political figure, passed away at the age of 100 at his home in Connecticut. Throughout his career, Kissinger was both praised and criticized for his approach to foreign relations. He was known for his commitment to realism, which involved pursuing policies that served the national interest of the United States. This approach led to the thawing of relations with the Soviet Union and China, as well as the resolution of conflicts such as the Arab-Israeli conflict and the Vietnam War. However, his critics accused him of supporting immoral actions, such as the coup in Chile and the Argentinian military's dirty war. Kissinger's life began in Germany, where he was born into a middle-class Jewish family. Fleeing Nazi persecution, his family immigrated to the United States in 1938. Despite facing challenges as a shy teenager with a heavy accent, Kissinger excelled academically and eventually became involved in military intelligence during World War II. After the war, he pursued higher education and rose through the ranks in academia. Kissinger's career took off when he published a book on nuclear war and foreign policy, which gained him recognition and led to his appointment as National Security Advisor under President Richard Nixon. During this time, he played a crucial role in improving relations with the Soviet Union and China, leading to Nixon's historic visit to China in 1972. However, Kissinger's involvement in the Vietnam War and his controversial actions in Cambodia drew criticism and protests. Despite the controversy surrounding his career, Kissinger continued to be influential in the political sphere. He advised subsequent presidents and remained active in shaping foreign policy. His views on issues such as the Middle East and Russia's occupation of Crimea have been sought after by world leaders. Kissinger's legacy is one of power and influence, with his unapologetic pursuit of U.S. interests and defense of the country's way of life. He once famously said, "A country that demands moral perfection in its foreign policy will achieve neither perfection nor security."